Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen Mapston, and joining me tonight, I want to welcome to the show my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Ms. U.S. Ambassador for She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, Bobby Jean Olson. Thank you, ladies, for joining me. Vicki, are you there?
I am, Becky. Hello there. Hi, Bobby Jean. Good to catch up with you.
Hello, my beautiful ladies. It's great to visit with you this evening.
Well, you know, it seems like it's just been a long week. I can't believe we were – well, we did take a hiatus last week. Maria was back in D.C. at the inauguration, so we let her enjoy her festivities and take the night off. So it has been a couple weeks. And, Bobby Jean, I know that you have been busy, busy, busy. Would you take just a few minutes and share with us what you've been up to?
Well, it has been a great start for 2017 for me. I've been lining up a few great projects that I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys really soon. Contracts are getting signed, and there's some great projects coming down the line. And also, we do have Tucson Rodeo coming up February 18th through the 26th as well. So I'm hoping if everything works out, I can make a little jaunt down there to visit with a few of my friends.
That would be great, Bobby Jean. We look forward to hearing from you. I know just from staying caught up with you on Facebook, lots of exciting things coming down. So we can't wait until you can share all of that with us.
Well, go ahead, Bobby Jean.
Oh, no, it's just that's kind of how the film industry is. It's like hurry up and wait. And you can't say anything, and then all of a sudden you have to blow it up. And so I'm so anxious to share with everybody, but it's not quite the time yet, but pretty soon, and it will be very inspirational projects that I'm working on coming up.
Awesome. Oh. That's great.
Well, we're excited that you are keeping busy. I can't believe the rodeo season, you know, it's just it's year-round anymore. There really isn't any breaks. Cowboys and cowgirls are out on the rodeo road already and gearing up the 2017 season. And we are as well gearing up for our year and getting our guests lined up. And tonight I'm really excited to welcome to the show a friend of mine from the north. And we've got to know each other over the last year and a half through Aunt Vicki, as you know, Jason Maddox's Bull Ridings that Trace Rios is a sponsor of. And we are welcoming to this show tonight Al Parsons, who he is a rodeo announcer, and he and his wife Joni have a fabulous cowboy ministry that they run up here in the Northwest. And so I want to welcome to the show Al Parsons. Al, are you there?
I am here. It's great to be on the show tonight. Thank you, ladies, for having me.
Well, you are surrounded by lots and lots of women, so I hope we don't spend too much time giggling, and we get to visit with you and hear all about all the fun things that you're doing. You know, you are so busy, and you and your wife are so fun. I have to share real quick before we get into the interview. We were all in Las Vegas in December, and it's so funny. At the first part of the NFR, the first weekend is all the committees and the convention where everybody gets all their contracts signed and so forth. And Sabrina and I had gotten into town, and we were visiting with some of the rodeo committees at Pendleton and so forth. And we ran into Al and Joni in the hallway walking out. I don't know where we were, but Sabrina had gotten this really cool cell phone case that it's built just for selfies. It, like, lights up, and you can take these great selfies no matter where you're at, in the dark or not. And we all know that that's perfect for my daughter, but it was so funny. She was showing Al and Joni the picture, and they all three took a selfie, and it became one of her favorite pictures. So she put it on her year end photo store because it was one of her favorite photos.
I have seen that selfie. It is a good one.
Well, and you don't have to worry about me being surrounded by girls. There's 8 kids in my family, and 6 of those are sisters.
Oh,
oh
well,
my goodness.
There you go, Al.
Wow.
Well,
got
lots
you know,
of
Al,
ladies in the family.
Hey, you're a lucky man. Well, this is Vicki, Al, and I would just love to hear a little bit how your ministry was founded. And, you know, it's been going on for, gosh, since 1992.
Right. Yeah, since 1992, we started off, you know, I was actually born and raised in Canada, and my wife born and raised in Southern California in the Lancaster area. And we met when I was rodeoing down there. Actually, I was traveling with her brother for a while, who was a bull rider in the, well, times have changed back when we had the Sierra Circuit going on. Now they call it the California Circuit, but anyway, I was traveling with him a little bit, and he thought that his sister and I would make a great team, and so it kind of escalated from there. And once we got together and just started dating, and we ended up getting married, she had a tragic accident in her family with her grandparents both getting killed at the same time in a car wreck, and they were taking care of a developmentally disabled aunt of hers. After that, after the funeral was taken care of, the aunt came to Joni and said, you know, if I could just get you to take me to church. And we weren't going to church. I mean, I'd been going to church when I was a kid, but I tried to run away from it as hard and fast as I could. I just wanted to rodeo and didn't want to have anything to do with church. But so it was at that time when Joni said, yes, I will take you to church, to her developmentally disabled aunt. And from that time, it just escalated. It was I ended up starting to go back to church with her again. And we both got called into the ministry in Lancaster, California, not really knowing what to do. I always thought, you know, being called into the ministry when I grew up was going to the mission field somewhere, or was, you know, being in the pastorate behind the pulpit with a suit and tie on. And that just wasn't us. So it was after that that Glenn Smith from Roswell, New Mexico, actually got a hold of us, and then through him, and, you know, that went on as well through him and Coy and Ted and Linda and some of the other folks going through California, that we ended up going to work in the cowboy ministries. Did some Bible school work through Marilyn Hickey Ministries, and because we wanted an accredited situation, so kind of went through that. And Oh, it was several years, and then God called us back into Canada, which was a very, very tough road for 1 year, and we ended up in the Northwest after that. In 1997, we decided to start our first rodeo camp up in the Northwest, and I believe it's the longest-running rodeo camp in the Pacific Northwest. It'll be 20 years we'll celebrate this year, and we're just so excited about it. We've started a building program, and right here at the ranch now we hold it. We've got four different arenas, all kinds of different things. So it's no longer just a camp, it's a destination.
Wow. And you know, Al, since you said that, Al, it seems that maybe throughout the years, maybe we've worked together, you know, many years ago on Buckles, because it's all kind of coming back to me, and that's Diamond J Rodeo Ministry, correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have. Oh, yes.
Well, and I'm curious, Al, this is Becky. What does Diamond J Camp represent? Where did that name come from? Because we all, when we name our shows or our ministries or whatever project that we're working on, there's usually a meaning behind it. I was really curious what the meaning behind yours was.
Right. Well, actually, Diamond J Cowboy Ministries started in Lancaster, California. And we used to, I always forever wanted to have a ranch, and I wanted to name that ranch after my wife. For whatever reason, that's what I wanted to do. I always wanted to own a ranch and name it after my wife. And so for a while, I thought, wow, the Diamond J for Miss Joni, that would be so cool, the Diamond J. And, you know, it was after a while that, I don't know if you really want to call it prophetically or not, but it was brought back to me that, you know, I'm sorry that we have to do this to you, but the Diamond J does not stand for Miss Joni. That would be for Jesus, and that's where we base our entire life around. And it went from there. In 1994, actually, we were ordained, and I think that we were the first ones, they told us, that were ordained at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Had a big, huge ordination service at one of the church services there in 1994, and that's when the name for our ministry really came in, was at that ordination service.
Well, you know, I figured it was either, the first response was, it's got to be after Joni. I'm like, no, it's a ministry, it's going to be Jesus. So, you know what, I had a 50-50 shot I got. I got it right either way.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm going to take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I wish that I could have something extremely romantic just about Jesus only. But it did start as a deal for my wife. It did.
Well,
I'm a romantic at heart, I believe.
Well, and it's so funny. We were down at the circuit finals, and you can hear, and I don't know if it was my friend Debbie or who it was, but you could see Al running around the little trade show that they had here, and he had Joni on the phone, and he's over here, tiptoeing over to one and sashaying over to another booth, and he was picking up all kinds of stuff for Joni. And I kid you not, all the ladies around him, they said, oh, my goodness, that Al, he is just such a – just the best husband. He bends over backwards for that Joni. He just adores her. They were just praising you right and left, so you seem to be a fan favorite.
Well, thank you, and I do. I have to say, I am absolutely in love. I adore my wife, and I would do anything for her. Right now, she actually has picked up another occupation as well. She does permanent makeup, and she has a little salon in town. And one of the things that she does, and it's sort of a ministry for her also, is she would love to take 100% of cancer victims coming out of the hospitals and just give them a better quality of life back again by putting their brows back on and after they lose their hair, things like that. She ministers to them right there in the chair and becomes great friends with them forever after that as well. So it's kind of a cool thing. But I dearly adore her. I always have, since the days of looking back at early films of trick riding and, Dick Griffith picked her up when she was 7 years old and began to teach her trick riding. They lived right down the road and decided that she was pretty athletic and a great trick rider at 7 years old, and took her to her very first event was at the Hilton Convention Center in Las Vegas. And Well, I think it was after that they went to one more where Lex Conley was, and he dubbed her the sweetheart of the rodeo. And I just wish she'd have kept on going with it forever, but just a lot of fun.
Wow, that's terrific. Like I, like we were visiting earlier, this is Vicki, and we were visiting before we went on the air, and I was going to say, gosh, I thought Joni was a trick rider, and of course, that's where my heart is, and I trick rode
right.
Connie and Tad before at Salinas and a lot of other shows around the country, but yeah, I was just, you know, I just thought, well, that's a great deal. I just need to visit with Joni one of these days. Well, Al, I want to ask you another question. That is, you know, as you travel around and you're a rodeo announcer and, you know, you minister and hold church services, what, you know, do you get out of the Northwest? What is one of your favorite rodeos that you travel to where you really feel at home?
You know, one of the places I go to that I really feel at home, honestly, golly, there's so many, because we try and make each individual place a family. No longer do we go where we're just tolerated. We have stopped that. We only go where we're celebrated. So we become a
awesome.
Part of that community, a part of the family. And we love Pendleton, of course, and we only go down there for the hospitality, for the church service itself, which is a great Northwestern rodeo. But there's a little tiny rodeo in the Northwest, and it's an amateur rodeo, and it's north of Spokane, a little community called Newport. And I don't think there's any place that is more dynamic on a Saturday night than that little tiny arena. They bend over backwards to help us out. They help to set up, you know, the church service. They literally do everything that they can to help us out. And that entire community almost comes and really pours their heart out to help us at our rodeo camp as well. It's an old ball diamond. It used to be a pro rodeo back in the day, and all the action is right underneath you. The grandstands are so close to the arena. They go straight up. You're on top of the action, and they're the loudest crowd on a Saturday night I've ever been around. Absolutely amazing for an amateur rodeo. And there's so many great professional rodeos that we love to go to, but we do a lot in Canada, and those are a hard place, you know, sometimes to minister, but to be an announcer at, oh, boy, I don't know if I would take any of those away. They are fantastic.
Well, and you know, Al, funny you say Newport's my favorite, because when I moved up from Oregon, Newport, Priest River is where I graduated from. So Newport was basically my hometown because I worked there. So, yeah, I know as you described those grounds and everything, I just laughed because I don't know how many times I'm like, boy, have they put some renovations into those things yet? Because those have been there a very long time.
No, they haven't. And I keep going back every year wondering, are they condemned yet?
But it is a great
because
rodeo.
Either way, it's going to be either a rodeo wreck or a bleacher wreck. It's just going to be a great time.
But
one or the other.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I know, Bobby Jean, you have a question for me. And we're going to hold that question. We're going to take a quick station identification. And when we come back, we'll have more with Al Parsons and Diamond J Cowboy Ministries.
ForRadio.com.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales@westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Mapston, and joining me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen-O'Shields, and our guest co-host and Ms. U.S. Ambassador for She's Gone Country, Ms. Bobbi Jean Olson. Ladies, thank you so much for joining with us tonight on the call, and I know that we are having a great time with our guests, and that's Mr. Al Parsons, professional rodeo announcer and owner and operator and founder of Diamond J Cowboy Ministries. Al, thanks so much for joining us. And I know I kind of cut it short at the break, but everybody come on back in here. And I know, Bobbi Jean, you had a question for Al right before the break, so I'm going to let you take it from here.
Well, hey, Al, this is Bobbi Jean Olson. And I have not had the honor of meeting you yet, but we will meet soon. But I have heard so many people talk about you being real, down to earth, and genuine. One of a statement that I saw that you had made was real people talking to real people about a real God. Wow, that is an amazing statement. Tell us a little bit about how you're going about touching the lives and having it be real and genuine where people can think of you and talk to you, just matter of fact.
Well, I tell you that, you know, I'm just silly enough to believe that me and God are going to get this thing done. And in order to do that, you have to earn the the trust of people. And to do that, we have tried and struggled, or not really struggled. It's been actually easy to make this a ministry of integrity, and along with our announcing business as well, making that a job of integrity. And all we have is the truth, and if you don't want to bring the truth out and just be real among people, it's way too hard of a life to try and remember what you did yesterday. So, you know, when it comes down to being real, that's basically the life that we live. We're powerfully and passionately making it hard for people in the Western world to go to hell. If they want to go, they're going to have to work at it.
Amen.
And we're gonna do everything we can to keep them out of there. And our purpose really is to reach all those folks in the Western way of life. And in order to really reach them, you have to be real. You can't be highfalutin or one of those folks that is trying to hide what you think you ought to be and try and be someone you're not. I can't be another person. I can't be a Bob Tallman. We already have one. We don't need another one. We got a great one. So I might as well be an Al Parsons, and I believe that that's what the world needs in our area. Anyone that's associated with the Western world lifestyle, you know, they need to be reached by traditional methods that we go back into the Western world from, and literally that has been forever the truth of the Western world, and just being a real individual. We don't need to break it down any more or try and build it up to where we can't understand the gospel or can't understand friendship anymore. If we're friends to those, this is my motto. I believe I take everyone as my friend until they prove to me that they're not.
Yep.
So it makes life real easy.
Well, you have done such a phenomenal job from just the different individuals I have spoke to that look up to you, admire you, and think of you as a real person and a real friend. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for touching the lives that you've been touching with everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, and Al, I know that you have you touched on the first part of the show a little bit about your camps that you do. You have a camp coming up. Share with us a little bit of information about that and how our listeners can go about learning more or getting involved or what that all looks like, because I think we're just about down to 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we touch on that so people know how to connect with you.
Okay, well, they can actually find us on DiamondJCowboy.com or on Facebook at Diamond J Rodeo Camp. But we take every event that is known to high school rodeo, along with bullfighting. We would have trick riding, too. It's too hard to get enough good horses out there. So we'll take them at this time, 7 to 18 years of age. We're going to limit them to 80. June 19, 20, 21, 22 is going to be the year you have been waiting your whole life for. Rodeo camp is something that it's rodeo coaching at its finest. We'll still put 6 to 7 hours of instruction into every single student, but it's not a sit around camp. It's a play hard or go home. I mean, we have more fun. We have so much fun it takes a plastic surgeon after just to get the smile off your face. It's that you're thinking. It truly is. Each person is unique, and we don't try and change that. We build on their unique. And we just really want to not only teach them good, valuable rodeo skills, but also teach every single individual youth how to be a better person in this world we live in. One unique thing, for the last 3 years, we have not only had kids from the U.S. and Canada, we've had 5 different countries come to our camp.
Holy moly.
I don't know any other rodeo camp that gets kids from China, gets kids from Syria, or gets kids from, oh, gosh, what was that other? There's another country out there that I can't even think of right now. It's great.
Well, and, you know, the one thing, in 1 minute, because I'm going to turn over Aunt Vicki to close out the show, and Bobby Jean, thank you so much for joining us tonight. But I have one last question for Al before we close out. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed in our society in the last, and it could be longer than that, but in the last 10 years, you know, when juveniles tend to find themselves in predicaments or in trouble in the urban cities and in their families, and they have to call in an intervention, it seems a lot of the times the options that they get are you can either go to juvie or you can go to this camp, and this camp happens to be a church, a working ranch, or something to do with the Western way of life. What do you feel why that has such an impact on our youth?
I think that has a great impact on the youth because it takes us back to the same era that our entire country was founded on. And it worked back then, and we've struggled to try and get away from that, and we shouldn't have. We should have stayed with the same fundamentals we used back in the day when the Western world was real and everything worked for those kids.
Amen
to that. I think that we need to really work on bringing that back again.
Amen.
I do too. Well, Al, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm gonna say goodnight to our listeners and to you and to Bobby Jean and Aunt Vicki. I'm going to turn it over to Aunt Vicki to close out the show. Be sure to look up any information that you want to on Al's ministry and how you can get involved on Facebook and on his website, and we will see you next week. Aunt Vicki, take it on.
Thank you, Becky. It's great visiting with you, Bobby Jean, tonight. Maria, our producer, we love and thank you. Al Parsons, what a pleasure it's been to have you tonight to visit with our audience. God bless you and God bless the work you do. We're going to turn it over to one of our favorite cowgirls, and that would be Miss Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas, with a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone.
I remember potty training the boys. Oh, isn't that fun? Well, we had to start with just getting them to pee outside their jeans. I would work on where they peed later. First things first. Well, one such time, one of our sons, I'm withholding the name to protect the guilty, was with me while I was going into a big, nice grocery store, and he started saying, "I gotta go," and I'm telling him, "Hold on," and I turned around to look up just in time to see him peeing on one of the columns. this big old like H-E-B grocery store. People are walking in and out staring at this little boy donned in cowboy hat, boots, and spurs getting some relief. I actually walked a wide circle away in hopes no one would know I was his mother. Terrible, I know. Well, he gets done and he instantly looks up at me with a big old grin on his face, so proud of himself that he didn't pee in his jeans. What could I do? I gotta praise him, of course. While it looked to others like he was being naughty, he actually had crossed a milestone in trying so hard to do the right thing. Sometimes we need to look beyond what our children do to see the intentions of their heart. When they're being rebellious, you know it. Deal with it. But when they're trying their little heart out and yet they make a mess of things, they need encouragement, not criticism. God gives that to us and expects us to give it to others along the way. And then he gives us kids so we can practice, and hopefully we'll start getting it right. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
Crest Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Crest Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at CrestRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
ForRadio.com.